AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. A 25-year prison term is what the judge in New York today gave the one-time billionaire Sam Bankman-Fried for a cryptocurrency financial fraud scheme. Outside the courthouse, ABC News senior investigative correspondent Aaron Katursky.
The judge also ordered him to forfeit $11 billion. Now, he doesn't have that, but prosecutors can use assets they've already seized from Bankman-Fried to start to compensate victims. Though we've heard from so many FTX customers, they're losing hope they'll ever be made whole.
Nine people were taken to the hospital after a Los Angeles City bus was involved in a multi-vehicle crash, police say. Nobody reported seriously hurt. $60 million in immediate federal aid has been granted to deal with the Baltimore bridge collapse, says Maryland Governor Wes Moore. There could be federal charges against a 22-year-old man who faces murder and other charges in Rockford, Illinois, in yesterday's deadly stabbing spree. Four people killed. This is ABC News. A new plan to protect consumers buying short-term health insurance.
A White House official calls these insurance plans, quote, junk, and says they mislead consumers, capping benefits or not covering cures for pre-existing conditions. A new rule being finalized by the Biden administration would limit these short-term plans to 3 months and require insurers to provide disclaimers up front about what is and isn't covered. This would roll back a decision by the Trump administration to expand these plans, which were considered a cheaper alternative to insurance policies under the Affordable Care Act. Jay O'Brien, ABC News, Washington.
Ford plans to cut the number of hourly workers at the factory that builds the F-150 Lightning in Dearborn, Michigan, as electric vehicle sales slow. The Detroit Free Press and Louisville Courier report that Ford will begin trimming next week. A feline nonprofit is suing the National Park Service over a plan to remove stray cats from a historic district in Puerto Rico. Estimated 200 cats live in an area surrounding an old San Juan fortress. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you could catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, 1100 AM, 98.3 FM. Your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Police in Rockford, Illinois are sharing more about four people who were stabbed to death Wednesday afternoon.
A 15-year-old girl, a 63-year-old woman, a 49-year-old man, and a 22-year-old man. Seven other people were injured, and Rockford's police chief says one of those is in critical condition.
Reporter Mark Remillard says one of the victims was a letter carrier for the post office. We still don't know the suspect's motive. Wildlife officials have found a dozen new viruses in Wisconsin fish, including a type of coronavirus found in walleyes. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources tests sport fish from time to time. Researchers at the University of Wisconsin say the fish coronavirus is a close cousin to a virus that kills birds. Scientists say people cannot get it. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The Brewers lose another pitcher. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Brewers left-hander Robert Gasser will be out the next several weeks after doctors found a bone spur in his left elbow. Gasser, one of several Brewers pitchers starting out the season injured. The crew will face the Mets tomorrow after poor weather canceled today's season opener in New York. NBA, the Bucks in New Orleans to face the Pelicans, but Milwaukee has likely lost veteran guard Pat Beverly for the season. He'll need surgery to repair a torn ligament in his right wrist that could take 3 to 4 months to recover. NFL, Jordan Love says he learned learned hard lessons about protecting the football in college at Utah State.
And that's one thing I did a little bit too much in college, was trying to make those Superman throws and extend every play and throw it in. Nah, these guys are, they're fast in the NFL. They're going to recover on that ball and pick it. So just that fine line of understanding when to try and make those heroic plays and put the team on your back, and when to throw it away to, you know, live to fight another down, things like that.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love on the Pivot Podcast. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly clear skies here in the overnight. West winds and lows in the mid-20s. On Friday, mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies, mid and upper 40s. Rain becomes likely for Friday night. A little snow mixing in, little to no accumulation. Lows in the lower 30s. Right now, it's 31.
From the home of the largest fly-in in the world, we are Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, hey, happy Thursday, and a lot going on in the world today, as it seems is every day. Why are the people brave enough to hold Trump to account, mostly black and brown? Have you noticed this? I mean, you know, the majority of the prosecutors, I get who Jack Smith is, but who's a white guy, but he had no choice in the matter. Merrick Garland, you know, assigned him the job. But the people who stepped up voluntarily, you know, Alvin Bragg, Fonnie Willis, Benny Thompson, to go after Trump, Letitia James, they're all black people. What's going on with this? I want to discuss that in just a moment. Also, why almost 70% of the Republican Party views Trump as holy? And what kind of idiot buys a Bible from a racist adulterer? And finally, Trump judge orders the release of a Confederate flag-carrying traitor? Seriously? And Laura Logan says the ship bridge collision was part of a plot to keep Trump from winning in 2024. I'll tell you about the latest conspiracy theories. In the second hour of our program, Phil Itner is going to drop by. He's got an update of what's going on in Ukraine. He'll be telling us live from Kyiv, Ukraine. And there's a video the Republican Party doesn't want you to see. Lev Parnas is bringing the receipts. We'll share that with you in the second hour of the program. We'll share the actual video itself with you. And U.S. maritime unions, the U.S. maritime union sounds the alarm over global shipping standards. What's going on with this? Apropos of the Kyiv bridge collapse yesterday. In the third hour of our program, Les Leopold is going to drop by. How mass layoffs and greed are destroying the working class, and what we can do about it. And game-changer diabetes drugs cost up to 400 times more than the company needs to charge to make a good profit. Why is that? How does that work? We'll talk about that in the third hour of the program. But I want to start out with my op-ed today over at HartmanReport.com. It's titled, Why Are the People Brave Enough to Hold Trump to Account, Mostly Black and Brown? Trump and his sons just put a bullseye on the Hispanic back of Judge Mearsheim's daughter, Lauren Mearsheim. And identifying her by name and identifying her by picture on his Nazi-infested social media site. And, you know, predictably, she's now receiving threats of violence, as is her father, Judge Mearsheim, who was born in Colombia, by the way. Why? Because the stock in trade of fascists is violence and the threat of violence. This is how they rise to power. When Viktor Orban was rising to power in Hungary, for example, his right-hand man led a torchlight march into the Budapest Roma neighborhood, the gypsy, what used to be called gypsies, threatening to burn the gypsies out. They fled in terror out of their homes. Most recently, Orban started arresting people who defame him on social media. Fascist movements within democracies are always minority movements and have been throughout history, from Mussolini and Hitler to Pinochet and Putin. And because they're minority movements, fascists always use violence to cow enough people that legitimate political challenges to them quietly die. I mean, it's just that simple. And we're seeing this exact same phenomena today, you know, with the Trump MAGA fascist movement. What's interesting to me, though, is that while Trump recruited people to violate the law with his fake elector scheme in Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Nevada, New Mexico, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin, only Fani Willis in Georgia had the courage to criminally prosecute him and the other people involved. And, of course, she's not only receiving regular death threats, but now Jim Jordan has tried to drag her through the mud in D.C. after this right-wing judge, Scott McAfee, allowed weeks of baseless, nationally televised character assassination. Similarly, although Trump apparently committed massive bank, tax, and insurance fraud in multiple states, only Letitia James in New York had the courage to prosecute him and his company. She and her family have also received death threats and promises of violence. Just this week, he promised to pull a Hitler on her. His lawyer, Alina Haba, told Fox News, quote, Letitia James is not going to get away with it. We will come at them. We will come hard. And we will literally fight until the truth comes out. Literally fight? Yeah, violence and the language of violence are, as I said, the stock and trade of fascists. The legal ground around Washington, D.C. is just littered with Trump's crimes, his violations of the Constitution's Emoluments Act, which is a crime. The Constitution is the supreme law of the land. The Hatch Act, 5 years in prison for using the White House as a political prop. Trump did it all the time. He held an RNC meeting at the White House in violation of the Hatch Act, 5 years in prison. He's multiple violations of campaign finance laws. I mean, you know, in the tunes of hundreds of thousands to millions of dollars. And so far, the only person with the courage to prosecute him for his campaign finance violations, and this is one that occurred in New York City, has been Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg. And so guess what? Alvin Bragg is now, and his family, are the subject of death threats and promises of violence. You know, it's got to be both terrifying and exhausting to take on America's modern fascist movement, this MAGA movement. Trump criminally stole thousands of top secret documents from the United States, making them available to foreign spies and ne'er-do-wells who could have sold them for a small fortune, say $2 billion to Saudi Arabia. By storing them in a room conveniently containing an industrial high-speed copying machine. Jack Smith's prosecution is only scratching the surface, but even with that, it looks like Judge Cannon is going to give Trump a pass. Nonetheless, Trump has attacked both Smith and his wife, and his MAGA followers have promised violent retribution to both. Observers are wondering out loud if Cannon is cutting Trump slack because she's afraid of the violence. I think that's the most likely reason, frankly. I don't think it's loyalty because he appointed her. I think it's because she doesn't want the mob to show up at her house. Because that's what fascists do. The secretaries of state of literally every state in the union were witness to Trump's crimes. Everyone saw him attempt to overthrow the government of the United States in violation of the 14th Amendment. But only two, a woman in Maine and a woman in Colorado, were willing to say, yeah, we're going to hold him to account. And when they did, and the Colorado Supreme Court said, yes, we agree with this, death threats came for the Supreme Court. NBC's Ryan Riley said the threats fit into a predictable and familiar pattern seen time and time again after legal developments. So, I mean, this is you know, Ruby Freeman and Shea Moss, when Trump named them, the first thing that happened was a call came into Freeman's answering machine saying, kill yourself now so we can save the ammo. Moments later, an email arrived that said, I hope the federal government hangs you and your daughter from the Capitol dome, you treasonous piece of S word. I pray that I will be sitting close enough to hear your next snap. Just a few hours later, a mob with torches and a bullhorn showed up at Freeman's house. I mean, this is not normal in American politics. Mitt Romney talked about how his Republican colleagues were afraid to vote to convict Trump because they didn't want their families harassed by Trump's fascist hordes. This is how fascism takes over. But the most fascinating thing about this, of all the circumstances surrounding Donald Trump and his 9-year political crime spree, is that with the exception of Jack Smith, all of the people who have chosen to prosecute him, and again, Jack Smith was appointed, all the people who have chosen to prosecute him, Thompson, Letitia James, Alvin Bragg, Fonnie Willis, they're all black. Why is this? I honestly don't know. I'm not even sure if it's like racist to raise the question. I mean, but why would that be? Is it that black people who fought and worked through the system to get their law license and law degrees have internalized, you know, Thomas Paine, the abolitionist Thomas Paine, who said this is, you know, the promise of America, that they've internalized that? Is it that they and their ancestors have lived through so much struggle and hardship that people, white people like me, can hardly imagine that, you know, as we see how Fonnie Willis has been treated by this racist judge, that they've not just survived, but they've committed themselves to fighting on? Or is it that these black prosecutors are the normal ones? They're just doing their jobs. And all those white prosecutors, and there's literally hundreds of white prosecutors. I mean, Trump committed the fake elector crime in 7 different states. Trump committed, I mean, every state could have kept him off the ballot. I mean, there's just almost no end to people who could have prosecuted or gone after Trump. Why is it that it's just these black people? Is it because the black people are not, you know, noble and brave? They're just normal. They're doing their jobs. And the white people are all cowards? That they've had, you know, centuries of white privilege and family wealth accumulation, and they just don't want to risk it by taking on a fascist? I don't know the answer to these questions. I'm putting them to you. What do you think? Why is it that the only brave people who have stood, and Trump makes the most of it, right? He calls them all racists, which is his way of saying, hey, have you noticed that black person has the temerity to challenge me, a rich white guy? I mean, this is essentially what he's saying when he calls Fonnie Willis a racist, when he calls Letitia James a racist, when he calls Alvin Bragg a racist, when he calls Benny Thompson a racist. I mean, what the hell's going on here? That said, we need more white people to get into the fray, because this year, with Trump literally fighting for his wealth and freedom, it's going to get more intense than anything we have ever seen. And I just want to, for the record, say I am proud to live in a country alongside these brave black men and women. And a few Hispanics, you know, Judge Mershon and his daughter. Although, again, he didn't volunteer for this. He was picked. The people who volunteered, the people who stepped up. I have such admiration for these people. But where the hell are the white people? What's going on here? I'm particularly interested in listening and hearing from my black listeners.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's just about 18 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of the news of the day and your calls. Stay tuned. Did you know that 35% of adults report experiencing poor quality sleep? Let me put you onto something that's going to transform your sleep. Cozy Earth. Discover the secret to better sleep with Cozy Earth's luxurious bedding products. And here's an exclusive offer just for my listeners. Use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 35% off at CozyEarth.com. Cozy Earth bedding products are crafted with temperature regulating technology, adapting to your body's needs, ensuring a sleep experience tailored to you. Sure helps me. They use only the very best fabrics, materials, and weaves, offering superior softness that invites you to sink into a world of comfort. Worried about commitment? Cozy Earth stands by the quality and longevity of its products. Enjoy a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty in all purchases. That's a decade of unparalleled comfort and support. Treat yourself to ultimate comfort with Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear, and prioritize your self-care and sleep health. Head over to CozyEarth.com and use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 35% off. Upgrade your nights, transform your days with Cozy Earth.
Connect the dots. Would you dip into your retirement savings to make a loan to climate-polluting oil, coal, and gas companies? Well, you already have if you're a member of Wisconsin's Public Employee Retirement System. Go to climatesafepensionswisconsin.org. Sign the petition. Common Sense Investments, not financing polluters. Future generations will thank you for visiting. That's climatesafepensionswisconsin.org.
Hey, it's the fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke with the Midwest Farm Report. Heard weekday mornings at 5 right here on WISS. If you like food, if you like farmers, tune in and learn. 5 a.m. on Air Support 93.3 FM and 1100 a.m. Oshkosh.
Earl Ingram.
Let's talk a little bit about what public education did to move this nation forward and continues to do, even though it's under assault.
The one place where we get to live out and practice what it means to be a citizen in a democratic institution. The attacks on public education are really attacks on democracy.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
This is National Let's Laugh Day. I think laughter is truly the best medicine. What makes you laugh the hardest? My family members, my kids are funny. My dad makes me laugh. My wife makes me laugh. Conrad makes me laugh. I think one of the most important things that we can do in life is laugh. Personally, comedy's gotten me through some very tough times. It's great therapy.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
For the longest time, it was hard for me to even get out of the house, much less do a backside 180. It took me a bit to understand what was going on, but eventually I learned I had anxiety. Now I'm getting help for it and feeling so much better. Sure, some days are better than others, but the whole thing about getting out of the house, that's not really an issue anymore.
Mental health care is working. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them.
I really do try to live with a heart healthy diet and a good exercise routine. And I also love, with Super Beach heart chews, I can get daily blood pressure support and just two tasty chews a day. Paired to the healthy lifestyle, the antioxidants in Super Beets are clinically shown to be nearly two times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. I know I'm doing something good for myself every day with Super Beets heart chews, and I've been taking them for years. I mean, almost a decade. I keep them by the bed so that I don't forget. Although they taste so good, I gotta tell you. Super Beets heart chews are effective and clinically studied. From Super Beets, the number one doctor, pharmacist, and cardiologist recommended Beet brand for cardiovascular health support. It's a convenient way to support healthy blood pressure. No pills to swallow, no ingredients to mix or prepare. Plus, they're plant-based with no artificial sweeteners or colors. Double your potential with Super Beets heart chews. Get a free one-month supply of Super Beets heart chews in all bundles and a free full-size bag of turmeric chews valued at $25 with your order by going to TomLovesBeets.com. That's T-H-O-M and B-E-E-T-S. TomLovesBeets.com to get this exclusive offer. And welcome back. So, Jeff Tiedrich this morning. What kind of dip bleep buys a Bible from a racist adulterer? Little Donnie bleep face is what would happen if the seven deadly sins became a real boy. Oh, geez. Anyhow, he's asking the question, why, you know, what kind of idiot would buy a Bible from a guy who was, you know, porking a porn star while his wife was pregnant with his son? Over at Axios, Zachary Basu has some thoughts on this. Trump has developed a sense of impunity, he writes, when it comes to religious messaging because of this grand compromise he's cut with the Christian conservatives. I'll give you judges who will outlaw abortion. You give me your votes, basically. And hawking Bibles is just the latest example. Trump famously is not religious, and he once told a religious group he's never asked God for forgiveness, which is, you know, step one in every religion, or at least every monotheistic religion. He's repeatedly refused to name his favorite Bible verse. Obviously, he doesn't have one. His family never went to church. He never went to church. He's never been to Sunday school. He's, you know, when he was asked about something in the Bible, he talked about 2 Corinthians. It's not 2 Corinthians, it's 2 Corinthians. Oh, God. But, you know, he thrilled his white evangelical supporters by putting right-wing white crackpots on the court. His former budget director, Russell Vaught, developed plans to infuse Christian nationalism into his second term agenda. And Trump has repeatedly claimed that the radical left is persecuting Christians. In a December rally, he said, "We're going to create a new federal task force of fighting anti-Christian bias." He's also, his rhetoric has gotten more and more apocalyptic. It's very kind of last days-ish, even messianic. He compared himself to Jesus yesterday. In one video that is played at his rallies, this narrator's voice says, "On June 14th, 1946, God looked down on his planned paradise and said, 'I need a caretaker. So God gave us Trump.'" Right. On his first day of his New York civil trial, he shared a picture of Jesus sitting next to him in the trial. I mean, this week he dropped a message that said, "It's ironic that Christ walked through his greatest persecution the very week they're trying to steal your property from you." He retweeted somebody else's, you know, or Truth Social or whatever. 64% of Republicans think Trump is a man of faith. How do you get to that? This is just mind-boggling. And he's hustling Bibles for $60. You know, Bibles that cost $1 to print. And, you know, again, it's a revenue share deal. Somebody else is providing the Bibles. He doesn't actually own the business. And this is one of the things. He owns his apartment in Trump Tower, but he doesn't own most of Trump Tower, which is pretty amazing, too. I mean, I think an awful lot of the collateral he couldn't put up. He couldn't put up because he either didn't own it or he was so deeply in debt. Amazing stuff. Just amazing stuff. And now a Confederate flag flying traitor has been ordered out of jail. I'll tell you about that.
To the Tom Hartman program, call 202-808-9925.
Stay with us. I've got a crazy alert to you for you too, and then I'll be picking up your phone calls. So we'll be right back.
You're broadcasting from the Civic Mayor in the Morning, weekdays from 6 till 8. Is Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 93.3 FM, WISS.
Dr. Marty Goldstein, first of all, I got to tell you, my wife is one of your biggest fans. Tell us about your background.
Well, I graduated Cornell Vet School in 1973, but I had my own conditions that were genetically based. I was not eating well. Conventional medicine had no answer. I started to eat well. I got better. And that was the wake-up call to then apply it to what a dog and a cat should be really eating. Most of the pet food industry is not biologically appropriate to what a dog and a cat would eat, period.
Generally speaking, what are the best things that you can feed your dog?
If they're healthy, well-to-do, and they don't have any medical conditions, about 80% meat and the rest some vegetation.
What should you avoid feeding your dog?
Meat byproducts are not really meat. I don't even want to mention what they contain.
What makes Dr. Marty's dog food different from all the other premium dog foods out there?
Preservatives.
Yeah.
My food is preservative-free. There's many of the foods out there have preservatives which destroy the intestinal flora, and they are immune-suppressive. My food meets all APCO requirements with only food. There's no additives, so we are literally simulating what a dog and or a cat would eat in nature with this. It's called food. What a concept.
Yeah, what a concept.
One thing that brings me joy is not only how much they love this, but how well they're doing just through the food. I mean, I, my life is complete. Well, that's all I got to say.
That's great. Thank you, Marty.
It's been a pleasure. I really appreciate it.
Great talking with you. For a limited time, I can get you 54% off Nature's Blend and a free pack of premium dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. Message and data rates may apply.
Your home for Mino and the Mayor in the Morning. Weekdays from 6 till 8. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. A 25-year prison term is what the judge in New York today gave the one-time billionaire Sam Bankman-Fried for a cryptocurrency financial fraud scheme. Outside the courthouse, ABC News senior investigative correspondent Aaron Katursky.
The judge also ordered him to forfeit $11 billion. Now, he doesn't have that, but prosecutors can use assets they've already seized from Bankman-Fried to start to compensate victims. Though we've heard from so many FTX customers, they're losing hope they'll ever be made whole.
Nine people were taken to the hospital after a Los Angeles City bus was involved in a multi-vehicle crash, police say. Nobody reported seriously hurt. $60 million in immediate federal aid has been granted to deal with the Baltimore bridge collapse, says Maryland Governor Wes Moore. There could be federal charges against a 22-year-old man who faces murder and other charges in Rockford, Illinois, in yesterday's deadly stabbing spree. Four people killed. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Tuition at University of Wisconsin schools would go up by 3.75% next school year if the Board of Regents approves the proposal next week. UW System President Jay Rothman says that's about the same as the rate of inflation. Even with an increase, Rothman says UW tuition would still be the most affordable in the Midwest. March is a big month for college basketball and for gambling addiction problems. Rose Blazinski heads the Wisconsin Council on Problem Gambling. She says it's especially risky for young adults.
They're at a time in their life where they're high risk takers to start, and gambling fits right in with that, especially the sports betting. It makes them feel important. If you're winning, you can brag to all your friends.
March is Problem Gambling Awareness Month. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
This weather update is brought to you by your boat club, Oshkosh's premier outdoor clothing and equipment retailer. When you're serious about fun, shop your boat club located at 1232 North Sawyer Street.
When Cynthia came to TurboTax, she just launched her new side gig, a true crime podcast.
I'm a first-rate detective.